This is the Trinitonian Podcast.
This is
your source for a weekly roundup of campus news, events, insights, perspectives, and more.
This is
the Trinitonian.
The Trinitonian.
The Trinitonian Podcast.
This is the Trinitonian Podcast.
For the week of November 12th, this is the Trinitonian Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Creedon. This week in news, students on campus proposed a new living learning community, the African American Student Affinity Hall, that would serve as a residential space intended for Black students on campus. The students involved in planning the hall have met with the Office of Residential Life for feedback and hope that the hall will be introduced next fall. The details of the learning component of the hall have not yet been solidified, but could include events like guest lectures and dialogues around films that relate to the African American student experience. Although the hall will be based on an identity, students who are not Black will also be able to live in the hall. Cheryl Tynes, Vice President for Student Life, is set to take the helm of the Coalition for Respect, replacing David Tuttle, Dean of Students. The Sexual Assault Awareness Group has been on hiatus this semester as they reevaluate their strategy following a lack of student engagement. The first official coalition meeting of the semester will be November 15th at 8 p.m. in CSI 437. Student Government Association elections are happening this week. A voter guide can be found on our website. Winners will be announced next Monday, November 19th.
That's it for this week's edition of the Trinitonian Podcast. The Trinitonian Podcast is recorded at the studios of Trinity University's KRTU 91.7 FM, San Antonio's home for jazz by day and indie by night, and produced by me, Dominic Anthony. Our intro music is ELAC, written by San Antonio-based project Vana, and our outro music is Vacation, written by San Antonio-based project Elna.